The other day, I sat down for an interview with two young men. It was a sunny day, and we were talking on a bench in downtown Basalt. They are in their early 20s, both are clean-cut, good-looking guys, and very articulate and educated. They were telling me about heroin.
The high, I'd say, from intravenous use is you get that initial rush where your body floods with a feeling of just utter comfort and warmth. And then after that, it kind of mellows out and you go into that nod stage. You're going in and out of consciousness, just feeling extremely content.
The drug in its full dose hits you immediately. So imagine getting hit with how drunk you would be from 12 beers in 2 seconds. So it's like this intense feeling that just rushes over you. It kind of takes over. Just warm, pleasurable sensation that it's so strong that it's hard to describe.
For the sake of their anonymity, I'm going to call the men George and Mark. I asked what drew them to heroin. What was the high that they kept chasing? They also talked about the other reality of heroin, the pain of running out and the threat of overdosing. They've both been clean for just a few weeks now. Mark almost died from overdosing a couple times, and George was so worn down by his addiction that he went to Aspen Detox to get help with his withdrawal from the heroin. It feels, he says, like a really long and really terrible cold.
Kind of like a flu, I'd say, but along with that, there's also the mental fog that you get, and you just feel really depressed, I guess, and your body just feels really achy. You're sweating a lot. You can get nauseous, and diarrhea comes along with that too. And then you just fiend for the drug after that.
George and Mark are part of a heroin subculture in the Roaring Fork Valley and part of a growing drug culture nationally.
Now, it's clear that opiate addiction is an urgent and growing public health crisis.
That's Attorney General Eric Holder speaking last week in a national address about what he called an alarming increase in the number of heroin and opiate overdoses.
Right now, fewer substances are more lethal than prescription opiates and heroin. Addiction to heroin and other opiates, including certain prescription painkillers, is impacting the lives of Americans in every state, in every region, and from every background and walk of life. And all too often, with deadly results.
Nationally, says Holder, heroin overdoses have risen almost 50% since 2006. The problem is not just in big, faraway cities like New York or L.A. or even Denver. Here in the Valley, overdoses and heroin deaths are becoming more frequent. While Mark and George managed to avoid that, others haven't been so lucky.
We see maybe one a month.
Ron Leach is the fire chief at the Carbondale Fire District. He's also in charge of all the emergency medical technicians and ambulances in the Mid-Valley. His EMTs have been seeing a steady rise over the last year of overdoses of heroin and prescription opiates like OxyContin. These have been 911 calls about addicts just like Mark and his roommate George.
We notice a lot of young people that end up getting 911 called. Young kids, 20-year-old kids.
And by the time the EMTs arrive, many are very near death. Heroin is in the opioid family of drugs. It's a fast-acting derivative of morphine, which comes from the resin of the poppy plant. Many prescription painkillers are synthetic versions of these opioids, among them oxycodone. These drugs flood receptors in the brain, central nervous system, and the gastrointestinal system. They hit pleasure centers of the brain, but they also slow down the nervous system. In an overdose, an addict's breathing will slow down or stop. Again, Fire Chief Ron Leach.
It's a serious condition. It amounts to respiratory depression. That's the medical problem.
EMTs and other first responders now carry an anti-opiate drug. One common brand name is Narcan. EMTs will inject an overdosed addict and it will immediately restore breathing. But it has to be injected soon after an overdose, wait too long, and the addict will die. In just the past several months, there have been 3 overdose deaths in the Valley. If an addict survives the overdose and wants to get clean, the withdrawal from heroin will be a nightmare. The Aspen Counseling Center, which operates Aspen Detox, has had 10 heroin addicts in for withdrawals in just the last 6 months. Interestingly, law enforcement from Aspen to Glenwood Springs have not seen a similar increase in arrests for heroin possession or sale. Jim Schrant is the agent in charge for the West Slope operations of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA. He says this doesn't come as a surprise.
It doesn't, because typically the first responders on the medical side oftentimes will be the first to see the outbreak of a problem. We've seen that with new and emerging drugs or old drugs like heroin that tend to represent themselves in a certain area.
The uptick in heroin use in the Valley could be linked to a tightening of opiate prescriptions that began about a year ago. Aspen Valley Hospital, along with other hospitals on the West Slope, and then many private physicians, began issuing fewer scripts for opiates for pain. Prescription drugs are the way that many addicts first became dependent.
We have a large amount of the population that unfortunately abuses and is addicted to these drugs. And when, for a variety of reasons, they're unable to have these drugs, they go to the next best available resource, which is their heroin dealer.
Ann says Schrant, the price for heroin has been dropping in recent months, making cheap heroin an even more attractive alternative. In his national address on opiates, Attorney General Holder promised increased law enforcement activities from the DEA, specifically targeting heroin. Agent Schrant says one part of the strategy is making heroin dealers responsible for overdose deaths. He says the tactic has been successful in Florida.
We were trying to tie overdose homicide deaths to the traffickers and then charging them with that offense. And from that, we were very effective at really sending a message to the traffickers in particular communities in Florida. And it really had a strong effect in reducing the availability of heroin in those communities.
While beefed up law enforcement is important to reducing heroin use, the Attorney General also cited treatment as critical to fighting increased heroin addiction.
Of course, enforcement alone won't solve the problem. And that's why we are enlisting a variety of partners, including doctors, educators, community leaders, and police officials, to increase our support for education, prevention, and treatment.
Addicts Mark and George have been clean for several weeks now. They say they attend Narcotics and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings regularly. And George sought help from Aspen Detox. Mark says he believes treatment will save more heroin addicts' lives than the arrests of dealers.
The price has been falling pretty consistently, and it's only getting purer. And, you know, when I can go find a $50 gram of heroin in Denver in 20 minutes, I mean, something's not working. If more money could go to getting people who can't afford treatment into treatment and, you know, working on the cause of these problems as opposed to just trying to arrest drug dealers who they're just going to pop right back up again.
Both Mark and George admit their recovery from heroin will be a long process. It won't be easy, and it isn't certain. But they're both working hard on their recovery. A range of treatment and AA programs are available in the Valley and across Colorado. We'll have links to some of them and the full interview with George and Mark at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.